Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to your Teaching Tip, episode 353, a two-minute tip based on this book, Plain Speaking by David Bosseau. Today, organizing and sculpting your material. As he says in the book, if you want to be an effective speaker, you have to organize your material. Otherwise, your listeners won't be able to follow where you're going. If it isn't organized, it will sound to the congregation like you're just rambling. Not a good thing. Two steps are necessary, according to Bosseau, in terms of organizing. Number one, organize your material into three parts: an introduction, a middle, and an end. So get all your material and do that first. Then secondly, review your material and divide into main points and minor points that support the main points. And then throw away everything that is not relevant. It's what writers call killing your darlings. One of the ways to see if your presentation makes sense is whether you can insert a therefore or an and between your points and your subpoints, and it makes sense. There's a flow there. A diamond shape can be useful here, where you're going from a main point to you're expanding to your main material to illustrate that point and flesh it out, and then back down to a conclusion where you are drawing all the threads together. Does your presentation do that? That can be useful to think about. Bosseau uses the illustration of making a sculpture. At the beginning, a sculptor has a block of material, and his or her job is to cut away everything that is not necessary to the final form. Throw everything away that isn't relevant. Next time, we'll go on to speak about introductions and conclusions. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? I certainly hope so. Until the next time, remember to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care, and God bless.